Hi, and welcome to Film Forums. I'm Richard Williams, creator of this platform, a place dedicated to the filmmaking community. We interview members of the film industry to find out what it really takes to make a movie, bring a script to screen, or secure that acting role. If that sounds good to you, please subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on your favourite podcasting platform. Thank you.
Hi there, welcome to Film Forums. My name is Aisha Bailey, and I have with me another guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, Boris?
Sure. Hey there. My name is Joshua Schubart. I am an actor, producer, writer, model, voiceover artist, and I do all of my own stunts. Hi.
How did you start off? Where did it come from?
I began acting when I was 14 years old. I had just come into foster care because I had spent some time homeless and I was out just in the world trying to survive. And when I got into foster care, they enrolled me in a Catholic school. So that was a major difference from being homeless and then coming into a place that had so many rules. At the time, I was hanging out with the wrong people, right? And I was doing a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have. I also had a really terrible speech impediment where I couldn't speak more than two or three words at a time. And then for whatever reason, I heard over the announcement system that there were going to be auditions for the school play. For whatever reason, I don't really even really know why, I went and walked up on that stage. I could speak in complete sentences for the first time since I was very, very young. Changed my entire world. I knew exactly what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. It was like I was hit by lightning. And I quit everything that was bad and I just moved on. Brand new magical world that I needed to explore. And that's how I started.
And that is absolutely amazing that the creative arts can do something like that for you. So what was it that you thought, was your next step? How did you go into theater properly?
Here in the United States, there's really not a lot of this is how you pursue a creative career. We don't really have that type of avenue here. I don't want to say that people aren't supportive, but they want you to have a backup plan or a plan B. And I never had one. And I knew that I would never have one. So I went to undergrad here in for performance. And then I went on to get a master's degree, which I did not complete. I don't know, I really want to go work. I don't know why I'm just always in school. So I left and I came back to New York in 2011. And that's where I found TV and film, largely by accident, because I thought I was going to be doing nothing but touring regional Shakespeare for my entire career, because that's where I was kind of focused. And then it turns out that it was here and I loved watching movies. And I was let me check this out. I managed to, by talking to other actors that are in the industry here, I learned how to get background work on TV shows and movies so I could learn what it was like to be on just to be on a set, how to be a human being and not a weirdo to other people when you're on set. And I would say that the most important things that I've learned while I was doing that work was what not to do and how not to be. Those were the most important things, because I don't know if you have any experience with background actors. They're all very, very lovely, but there are a few that can be very intense, very, very intense. So it was very important, and I learned very quickly that people just want to be around other normal folks and they just want to have a good, peaceful time making art. And if that's how you can be, then that's how you should be. And now I'm making stuff. Yeah.
So obviously you went from doing Shakespeare, which in terms of articulation and everything like that, Shakespeare is difficult for everyone, being able to get the lines and understand even what you're saying nowadays, to be honest, because the old English is so different from what we speak. But then, going from that style of acting and that whole theater, making yourself, fill the room, to being in front of the camera, What do you think are the biggest differences for actors who are trying to make that transition one way or the other?
Right. So I would say that in the grand scheme of acting, there's not really much of a difference when you're doing when you're doing the craft of acting. Technical parts of both performance types are the major difference, right? So when you're performing live, it's all about what you're saying and what you're, you know, and it's a whole body experience. So whereas with TV and film, it's the same exact work that you put into doing it live, but you cram everything literally into this box in your face. So much less movement, but not like you're still like a weirdo, but it's just about like being natural, being calm, and like being in the moment as if you're having a conversation with a person who's 2 feet away from you, as opposed to a person who's 20 feet away from you. And that's kind of like the major difference, I would say. It's all about the intimacy of the moment.
I just find it so fascinating, the kind of the differences in how you have to carry your performance, if you know what I mean. But they still have to be believable in all areas, you know, whatever it is that you're performing. The audience has to buy what you're selling.
That's absolutely true.
Can you tell us a little bit about, your studies and things? Because, again, quite a lot of our audience are probably going to drama school or thinking of taking up maybe even a college course, something like that. And what would you say that, like, you weren't prepared for when you went there?
Oh, man, can I say everything? It's when you're in school, it's a total, like, it's like, everything that you thought you knew about what it was to be an artist or to be a performer just gets ripped away, depending on which technique you like and you implement. I use pieces of Method, Chekhov, and Bogart, Suzuki, and my last acting teacher was very, very Russian. And he was in the process of adapting and creating his own new acting technique based off of Demidov, who was this Russian actor, scientist, mathematician. He was hired by the Russian government to actually like track what happens to an actor on like the metaphysical level. Like, so what happens when you're doing a really good acting performance? What's actually happening to your body? So we went through a lot of that, but there was this part of it that could only be spoken about. And I totally believe in this because for me, acting is totally, totally spiritual. So it's like, everyone is, and everyone will experience everything that has ever been. And it's your job to just like tap into it and then let yourself be that vessel for it to pass through. And that's kind of what this technique is all about. You will get to that point where you pull pieces out of every type of thing that you learn, because one way may be, it may be really, really hurtful to you mentally, like with method acting and Stanislavski, holding on to all those that painful stuff so that you can use it later on can be really, really, really damaging. And while it's useful, and it was for me in the beginning of my career, I noticed some things happening to me and I needed to figure out a way to do that, but in a more positive way. So that's why I, you know, pulled in a bunch of other tools.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that, to be honest. I don't do that anymore either. I think that it's kind of not healthy, you know what I mean, to kind of keep reopening those scars that you spent time healing on yourself. But there are plenty of other things you can tap into. And, you know, I think empathy is a huge one, empathizing with whoever is going through that and being able to take that on within yourself, I think is really important, and to own it. But it doesn't need to necessarily be an exact memory from your past, you know what I mean? I think it is, that's an important thing for young actors to learn as well, because I think sometimes you can get so lost in your art, you know. And it's a good thing, but also you do have to, you know, be aware of yourself too, and your healing.
It is really hard in the beginning, right? Because the whole thing is that you want to do it well. You want to do it so well, and you want to be perfect, and you want to be the best actor that you can possibly be. Mm-hmm. But you'll never be perfect ever in your entire career. You are always trying to, you know, there's always a thing just out of your reach, and you have to be okay with that. And that's why it becomes this explosive, magical truth, is mm-hmm. because you're always trying to get there. You're always trying to catch that thing that you can't. And, you know, that's what makes this whole thing so great, is that no one's ever going to be the best. And you'll be the best that you can be in that moment. And then it can always be better. It's so cool.
I completely agree as well. So one thing that I wanted to ask is, you know, about your career progression. Where are you now in your career? What kind of things are you doing at the moment? And how are you, you know, getting those things out into the public eye?
Sure. So I do a lot of, I was on this Amazon TV show called The Tick, with Peter Serafinowicz. And that was great. And that was a couple of years, and then we got canceled, and that was sad. But so I do that work too, but I also make my own work. I have a TV show out right now called After on this platform called IFT Network. And it's about a guy who loses his wife. She passes away, and then he has to move back home with his parents. And she's been gone for about a year, and with the help of his family and friends, they try and, you know, get him back out into the world and going on dates and things like that. And I wrote that, I produced that, and I'm the lead of that. And it's great.
So I thought we could play a game. What would you do if I died? What if a satellite fell out of orbit and crushed me?
I don't know, I'd probably be really sad and cry forever.
And after that?
Yo, did you just slap me?
Yeah.
Would you be with someone else?
Oh.
If I just say yes, will you shut up about it?
I used to be married.
Oh.
Just promise me, all right?
What happened?
My immune system is attacking my internal organs.
Yes, please, I need a hug, please.
We have to see a doctor, we have to get a second opinion. You can't just...
No. Jeremy, just fucking promise me, okay?
So I take it you're quite a big believer then, the same as I am, in creating your own work.
I am, absolutely. So even when I was in theater, but even more when I began my TV and film journey, is that I'm a large man. I'm 6'2" and over 220 pounds. And most of the roles that I get are either very funny, really bad, or bad, but also funny, just really flat. And they're fun. I love doing the work, but I never saw a person like me being a complete human being. Like, just because I'm big, that does not mean that I'm one thing. And that's why I began to create my own work, is because I wasn't seeing myself the way that I wanted to. And whenever I was, it was like an oafish idiot man that was always the butt of every joke, or always eating too much, or some other tired ass trope that I'm sick of seeing.
Um, No, I get you. I'm always the victim, and I'm a martial artist, and I'm like whooping ass talking about, you know. But I'm always the victim, so you know, it's where you get pigeonholed sometimes, you know. It's a shame.
It is, and I'm happy for the work, and that's not what I'm saying. It's just, yeah, any moment that I can to make big people shine, I will absolutely do that.
If you could give just one quick piece of advice, like one little words of wisdom, what would it be to people that are coming up?
Yeah, don't stop. The average actor quits after 3 years of trying. Three. And in the grand scheme of things, that's when you begin to audition for what you want to be auditioning for. The only person that will make you not move on in this career is you. And that's, it's a hard truth, right? Like we all want this really badly, and we all want to make it happen, and that's great, but there, it will more than likely take more time than you want it to, because that's what happened to me. It took way longer than I thought it was supposed to. But once you just kind of calm down and take a couple breaths and just really think about it, it's just, everyone moves through life at their own pace. And it's the same thing with this career. You will have a long, beautiful, wonderful career if you fall in love with the work and not with the results. Because we spend most of our time trying to make something happen. So if you can love that part of it, then you've won. And you will have the most rewarding career that you could even think of. And things will come into your life that you never knew you would be doing. You may never hear this again, but I believe in you and you can do this.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you, you know, for coming on the show and everything like that. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on your favourite podcasting platform. Visit film-forums.com for more.